Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ed Crosby. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Klein. And now, play ball. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Broemer moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Broemer moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Broemer scores. Spikes goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy bunts towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble is called out on strikes. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein scores. Spikes moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 1 in the game. Liss hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive towards the mound. Klein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 0 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby juggles the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Darwin moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darwin scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gomez for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 2 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy moves to third. Two outs. Bill Butler now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brohmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Bean now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Jim Holt pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Danny Thompson now playing shortstop. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 3 in the game. Liss strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Rod Carew. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Hundley pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.